Today marks the 104th birthday of Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Even though Dr. Nkrumah died in 1972, his memory still lingers on the minds of many Ghanaians and Africans. His birthday, the 21st of September, is observed as Founders Day and a statutory holiday. We bring you a write-up by Rita Ampabing-Tete on the day.
In Nglofo on September 21, 1909, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and other founding fathers went through a national struggle to gain independence for their mother country, Ghana. Being a student leader from the U.S. through to Great Britain, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah returned to Ghana, where his political ambition led him to becoming the first president of Ghana.
We meet here today, not as Ghanaians, Guineans, Egyptians, Algerians, Moroccans, Malians, Liberians, Congolese, or Nigerians, but as Africans. Africans united in our resolve to remain here until we have agreed on the basic principles of a new compact of unity among ourselves, which guarantees for us and our future a new arrangement for continental government.
In 1966, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, after undertaking several national developmental projects, was overthrown and thus ending his political career. Many are those who have hailed Dr. Kwame Nkrumah as a hero and a star of Africa, but the death of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah brought questions on the minds of many. The question is whether his ideals are still relevant. Dr. Vladimir Lentri Danso, an Nkrumahist and a lecturer at the Lagos Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, is of the view that the anniversary of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah should not be seen as a political gain for proponents of the day. It should rather be an occasion to ignite the ideals of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He believes Nkrumah's ideals are still relevant.
Very much relevant, a lot of them. For example, Nkrumah's self-reliant policy, Nkrumah's import substitution policy. We are growing tomatoes all around. The Kualugu tomato factory is lying down. Akumadan is lying down. Government is not enticing the private sector to take it up. And what is this? We could be producing. Look, I'm told that more than 375 million worth of tin tomatoes were imported into this country last year. The second ideal of Nkrumah, which is even more important, is the love for this nation. Patriotism. Everything is law. And I tell you, no government will succeed where we are seeing this kind of indiscipline, where we are seeing this kind of no love for the country, and it is lust and greed and grabbing. Nkrumah brought unto us patriotism, working for Ghana, not working from Ghana. Nkrumah loved Ghana and Ghanaian. And if we chose his birthday as Founders Day, then it is founders, all those who helped in founding Ghana.
Late President Mills, during his term in office, declared the birthday of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah a statutory holiday. This has been observed as such since his centenary anniversary in 2009. On this day, it is expected that political leaders, citizens, and African countries at large reflect on the ideals of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And for the citizens of Ghana, maybe it is about time they supported government to attain his vision and preserve the country's heritage. Rita Ampabing-Tete, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Nkrumah show boy, Kwame, Kwame Nkrumah show boy. We love to hear you, Kwame Nkrumah show boy. We love to see you, Kwame Nkrumah show boy.
The son of Ghana's first president, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, says the ideas and philosophy of his father for Africa and Ghana in particular are still relevant to addressing the challenges facing the continent. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the relevance of his father's birthday, Sekou said, "What today's leaders on the continent need to do is to reposition the ideas of Dr. Nkrumah to meet current societal demands."
Nkrumah is always remembered in the political sense because of his contribution. That legacy is there for all to see, who benefited from. I think his vision to unite the continent. Also, it was a vision that Nkrumah had, but that was not accomplished during his lifetime. It's something that Africans continue to struggle with, the concept we're not able really to put it together and understand it the way Nkrumah understood it, that our economic integration coming together would benefit us. Therefore, our resources will be developed to the benefit of our people, Africans, not to the benefit outside the continent. And that's where he then talked about new colonialism and the effects of it on the continent. I think Nkrumah, in a sense, his ideas are relevant. I think he belonged to fairly different eras, so leaders often have to understand, as he understood, his time and how to position Ghana or Africa in the global context. I think, but to answer your question, Nkrumah's ideas are relevant, but you have to update them. I mean, when you look at the books and literature he left behind, I mean, many of the times when he referred to new colonialism, he gave concrete examples of economic interests of the West or external forces in Africa. You will agree with me that now, 40, 50 years down the line, these economic interests have, of course, changed, I mean, or been added on and so on. He gave examples of where they were, what they are, and so on. I think contemporary Nkrumahs are people who should then try to build on the foundation that he left behind and try to point and guide people to the things he talks about.
You heard son of Ghana's first president, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah.